Kundmann Mobility Masters. The business talk about mobile living and working.
Kundmann Mobility Masters podcast. And this time I tried to speak English during our podcast because we have you as a guest here.
Thank you.
Traveling all the way from the UK to visit us in Düsseldorf again. So we are still in Düsseldorf. And Fiona, thank you for coming. Thank you for the talk so far. And tell us, please, I know who you are, but tell people who listen to us.
Well, it's really exciting to be back with the Puntman team and seeing all the new innovation. But I am Fiona Frossel. We are a business in the UK called CART, and we partner Puntman in the UK. And we've been proudly working with you in the leisure industry. Our focal point is providing products to the trailer market, and now we've extended that through your range of products into the leisure industry. So over the last 2 years, we've been selling to campervanners your range of water heaters, and we've just launched the Hotbox, the portable heater, to the caravan, tent and awning world. So it's been a really big adventure for us and extended our customer base and given us a whole new audience of customers to work with.
So CART as a company is supplying the trailer industry, right?
Yes. So CART is 10 years old, and we launched 10 years ago to bring to the marketplace premium trailer parts and components.
Okay.
We're famous for our jockey wheels. We're famous for our CART Orange jockey wheel, particularly in the caravan world. And we've really looked at the problem of the trailer part industry and try to engineer out a lot of the problems when it comes to maneuvering caravans and trailers, and to make it a much better end user experience. And we've grown massively over that 10 years.
Is it really, sorry, but 10 years? So you started in
10 years next year, 10 years
wow.
next year, okay. 2015.
I didn't know it's that many years ago.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow, okay. So you are a company doing, you are working with producers, manufacturers from other parts in the world as well?
Yes.
But also you do some assembling in the UK, am I right?
We do. So we have a fantastically experienced head of engineering in the UK who's been responsible for using his knowledge and engineering experience to improve the design and improve the manufacturing and construction. But some of our manufacturing is outsourced to the Far East. We've got a fantastic business partner in the Far East who makes top quality products. We're not buying on price, we're buying on engineering skills. But we have a small manufacturing facility also in the UK. So there's product that we produce in the UK, like our coupling head. And we do a lot of bespoking. So where end users have a particular trailer application where they need a modification, perhaps to the wheel or to the handles, we do a lot of those modifications at the site in the UK.
Cool. Okay. So you were working with the trailer producers, manufacturers in the UK already some time. You have joined the company not in 2015. You came on board later.
Yes, just 2 years ago. So,
is it?
Yeah.
No. 2 years ago.
2022.
Okay. And when was the moment that you heard of Puntmann as a brand then?
July 2022.
Okay. So pretty much after you've started.
Yeah.
And what did you hear about us?
Well, the first thing I did was open a cardboard box and cut into the polystyrene on a water heater, not recognizing it was integral to the product and integral to the insulation of the water heater.
Okay.
So it was an unboxing of one of your water heaters.
Okay.
But we'd also worked with you as a business partner on winches. So we had some trading history with you and we're really proud to have extended that into the water heaters.
Okay. So I'm sure you when supplying the trailer manufacturer industry, you were in touch with caravanning producers already?
Yes. We do caravan producers, but we're mainly aftermarket in the caravan market. But our our core market is trailer producers, some of the biggest UK trailer producers like Brian James or Nugent or West Mercia, where they have specialist trailers and they choose our product.
Okay. That actually means with our products, you really jumped also into new markets and completely new product group, customer groups, right?
Yes. It wasn't a natural thing to do, but it's been a very interesting diversification for us.
So that means actually with our products, you also started into these new, with our products, the Puntmann brand, once you decided that you want to, you know, distribute them, you also took really that product and went into new markets that are not natural to you, right? Mm. You went into the camper van industry. I remember us standing together on a trade show in Birmingham. Compare them, like these, the camper van, this whole, they call me, the caravanning, the RV industry in the UK.
So I think what was really interesting for me, so my background is all about meeting end user need, identifying a problem and finding the right solution for the problem. So I unboxed your water heater and the first question was, who and why would anybody want it? And what, why was it better than everything else in the marketplace? And so when we went to Birmingham, it was fantastic to be at the caravan and campervan show and listen to potential end users and really understand why was the Puntmann product so much better than anything else in the marketplace. And there were two big lessons. Is the bulk of competitor that, well, the first learning was that the camper vans don't have hot water systems. Mm-hmm. So if you buy a camper van, it only comes with a cold water system. That's mm-hmm. because of space mm-hmm. and because of power mm-hmm. and availability. The industry, the leisure market industry, had hot water systems that were used in caravans or large motorhomes, but they were big, they required gas, mm-hmm. they were underslung, so they were required a lot more space and a lot more energy. Mm-hmm. And the solution that you offered the campervan producer is that you had a small water heater the size of a box of beer, mm-hmm. But one which could run sensibly from 12 volt, which was readily available mm-hmm. in the campervan world, and particularly with this massive growth of the solar and the lithium energy availability, it becomes a really practical, workable solution for campervan converters. And the campervan market itself has evolved. So it used to be, you know, grungy, cheap conversions for very cheap holidays. But campervans now are about offering freedom, about offering people adventure and the opportunity to participate in activities without compromising on creature comforts. Mm-hmm. And again, the Puntmann water heater is giving customers back that luxury of a running tap of warm water for mm-hmm. a quick wash up and a quick wash down, which they weren't able to get through any other solution in the market.
Okay. Thinking about our new product, the Puntmann, the Fluvy Loop, what do you think about that?
Well, it's fantastic, isn't it? As an evolution, I suppose we've never really stopped to think of how precious water is as a commodity. Mm-hmm. When we're at home, we have copious amounts of water when we turn on a tap. But what Fluvy Loop is offering the remote user is the opportunity to use water, but use water through a conservation process so that you can have the pleasure of washing, but knowing that you're only using about the same amount of water as two bottles of water that you'd buy in a supermarket. So a really efficient way mm-hmm. of being able to keep clean, but considering the environmental restrictions and availability of water when you're either on the move or you're in a remote location.
Nice. So you see a market for the loop shower. People like this wellness, the wellness shower. Do you think off-grid. I learned the word off-grid from you, by the way. It's such a, you know, such a big and present word. What do you think, like, off-grid on the UK market? Is that something people demand? Is it growing? Has it always been there?
No, I don't think it's always been there. I think it's growing massively now, that people are wanting to have independence, to be able to have an adventure, to be able to go into the wilderness, mm-hmm. To park up at the side of the road and be self-sufficient, is really wonderful. And I think off-grid has become adopted terminology to help people visualize that mobility, not being tentacled to the mains power, not being hooked up when you're going off and surfing and cycling and exploring the countryside.
And tell me, in the UK, thinking about off-grid, can I just park in my camper van in some piece of forest right behind the beach? Is it something, well...
No, there are all sorts of restrictions, but lots of tourist areas are recognizing that they need to create that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so more and more parking spaces are being developed to provide that opportunity and mm-hmm. meet that opportunity.
Okay.
But what people can do wherever they are is they've got immediate access to the comforts that they want wherever they are.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're pulled up in a car park, they're still independent.
Off-grid parking. Yeah. Okay. No, interesting. I like hear from the European perspective, the German perspective, I also feel people talk about off-grid and people want bigger battery capacities, stand outside there, of course, photovoltaic, how do you call them?
Yes, the PV cells, solar panels.
PV cells, that surely is a must-have these days, with batteries for sure, getting bigger and lighter. I think also more efficient. So people think about off-grid. Do you think, you know the Düsseldorf show and you are in touch also with us. Do you feel like the UK market is different? Do people think different? Are constructions different? Priorities?
No, I think there's a lot of similarities between the two markets. So there are two big drivers. People are definitely becoming much more environmentally aware of the environmental footprint, the impact that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're making choices, when they're choosing things, whether it's here at Düsseldorf or in the leisure industry in the UK, people are definitely much more conscious about recycling, using free energy, harnessing energy that's available, whether that's wind or solar energy. And if people are wanting to go into the leisure market,
mm-hmm.
they're in touch with the environment. They're in the environment. So it's not like going to a hotel, a five-star hotel, where you just flick on the lights and turn on the taps. People are much more considerate of the environment. So I think it's more about those of us that choose to indulge in mm-hmm. those sorts of sports and interests
mm-hmm.
Makes us interested in the environment, makes us interested in what innovation there is that means that we can have, I'll use the word again, the creature comfort, the luxury of an enjoyable holiday,
mm-hmm.
but in a wild environment.
Being out there. Yeah. That's true. Okay, good point. My perception when I'm on the Birmingham show and I go around looking at the caravans, I don't know if I feel like more such a British caravan. When you open the door, it's more like a home.
Yes.
You know what I feel? It's just my feeling.
Yes, yes. So I think that's a really good distinction. And I think in the caravan world, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I think people who tow a caravan
mm-hmm.
are creating a home from home experience
mm-hmm.
and they pitch a caravan. They turn up on a campsite
mm-hmm.
and they lay out their mm-hmm. awning and they lay out their chairs and they are creating a cottage environment away from home, but with very familiar things around them. I think that's slightly different
mm-hmm.
to the camper van world, which is about pulling up and experiencing where they are and then moving on. Mm-hmm. So that constant access to mobility is slightly different. You know, it's the snail, isn't it? The snail has his house on his back, and that's the camper van. Okay. It doesn't stop you moving. You don't, whereas a dormouse lives in a little house. So it's a subtle difference, isn't it? I think you have to think about it slightly differently.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, cool. Another market, I mean, I know that this is not only business for you, but thinking about off-grid solutions, this is also on the water, right? You're a sailor, aren't you?
Yes.
You've been around Great Britain sailing all over?
Yeah, I've done the Atlantic.
Done the Atlantic, okay. Off-grid must be a topic if you're on the Atlantic.
Hugely. And I think that's where innovations like your Fluviloop are so fabulous, because you can't top up your water. You can have a desalinator to make water, but then you need to use diesel generator to run your desalinator to make water. So water conservation in that context is really, really important. And I think the second issue that really came to light to me today in re-looking at the improvements you've made to the Fluviloop is that because you're keeping that water in a constant loop, you're reducing your water output.
Absolutely.
And when we're sailing, if we're flushing into the open sea, if we're releasing water into the open sea or storing it in grey tanks, the wastewater is as important as conserving the amount of fresh water we're using.
Okay.
Because you don't want to be generating large amounts of wastewater, which will contaminate the oceans and have an impact on the environment, or fill up your grey tanks and force you back into a port quickly to empty your grey tank. Mm-hmm. So that was a really important learning for me today, that it's both ends of the water that matter. Okay. And water usage.
Interesting. But I understand on a boat, actually producing energy through solar panels, maybe even wind energy.
Yeah.
Is there a limit on electricity for you when you're sailing through the Atlantic Ocean?
Yes. It's amazing how much the technology you use on a boat is using energy. So you are interested in your energy conservation.
Okay.
You have access to solar. I do a lot of sailing in Scotland where the solar isn't quite as good as it is in the Mediterranean. Okay. And you have wind. So you're using wind turbines, you're using solar turbines.
Do you have like a diesel generator also to, like if it's grey on the Atlantic Ocean?
In a bigger boats would.
Okay. Not the tiny
little boat that I go off to sea in.
Okay.
I have very limited, and I've got to keep my navigation going. I've got to keep the batteries going for everything.
Of course. Okay. But then still water and water restriction is a big topic, isn't it? Mm. We should look at that in depth later on, shouldn't we? Interesting. Fascinating. Yeah. I mean, Fiona, is there anything else you want to tell us?
What I'd like to say to Puntland is thank you for recognizing the opportunities, but thank you for also recognizing the need to constantly improve and innovate. We have a fabulous audience. We work with campervan installers, and every one of them is entrepreneurial. Every one of them is an inventor, looking at how to use materials differently, how to use materials efficiently, and the feedback they've given us has given us some really significant improvements in the water heater, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think Puntland should be rewarded and thanked for adopting some of that. We have to keep on innovating. It's a precious world. And for us all to enjoy it, we have to use global resources really efficiently. And that's what you're constantly looking at doing. So thank you and well done.
Thank you.
I look forward to the next innovation.
And thank you for all the input from the UK. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Puntman Mobility Masters. The business talk about mobile living and working.